it's hard for me to believe that I've achieved the things I've achieved from a young non-athletic boy who began in the martial arts 45 years ago. But more important to me than all the accomplishments I've achieved as a competitor and as an instructor is the friendships that I have garnered over the 45 years in the martial arts. This is more special to me than anything I could have ever achieved in the competitive and the teaching career. And a lot of my very, very close friends who have passed on, Ed Parker, Thomas the Puppet, Louis Delgado, and Grandmaster Lee, who created the American Taekwondo Association, who happened to also be my first instructor when I arrived in Korea. I miss them immensely.
Those are words from the one and only Chuck Norris. And this is episode 30 of the ATA Nation podcast.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation podcast.
ATA Nation, I am glad to be back with you. I am your host, Master Zach Hayden. After next week, it'll be Senior Master Zach Hayden. Excited for the ATA Fall Nationals, but we are here to celebrate Founders Month. This is the month in which we remember and celebrate the life of Eternal Grandmaster H.U. Lee, the man who started it all. In that intro, we took a clip from YouTube of Chuck Norris talking about his friendship with Eternal Grandmaster. And you can see one of the letters that Chuck Norris wrote Eternal Grandmaster at the museum at ATA International Headquarters. Ladies and gentlemen, we're running a contest during Founders Month where you can win a copy of the book, He Changed Our Lives, which we will talk about in our interview today. You can enter that contest by going to ATAMA, like martial arts, ATAMA.ninja/contest. We would love for you to help us share the news about ATA Nation podcast, and we'd love you to enter that contest to win. Today we have an interview with a friend of the show, Chief Master Jay Cole, who has some amazing stories of Eternal Grandmaster and has a lot of time and history there. So let's get right to our interview.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us a great friend of the show, Chief Master Cole. And I wanted to have you on, sir, for Founders Month. I know you have a lot of great stories of Eternal Grandmaster. How are you this morning?
I am doing awesome, and I hope the ATA Nation is doing awesome as well.
Yes, sir. We're gearing up to head back to Little Rock in just, a week or so from, or less than a week from now. You were instrumental in a project, and from my understanding, you were kind of the guy in charge of a set of books that are called He Changed Our Lives, and they were all about stories of Eternal Grandmaster. Can you tell us a little bit about that project and what it was?
Yes, sir. During my years there at ATA International Headquarters and becoming a master and senior master, and that it was always very important to me to recognize all the history that Eternal Grandmaster had with all of the masters that were coming up, and that there were those stories that needed to be told. And I wanted to take the position and the opportunity to gather those stories, because I knew all of these ladies and gentlemen, all these masters and everything, and I knew their history with Eternal Grandmaster. So I got in touch with pretty much all of them and asked them just to submit a simple story they had of their time with Eternal Grandmaster, whatever direction they wanted that story to take, and compiled it into that little booklet. Had it printed up and copied. And then at World Championships that year, and I'll be honest, I forgot what year it was, but presented it to Mrs. Lee and the Lee family at the opening ceremonies as my gift to the family and the organization, and then donated the booklet to the H.U. Lee Foundation for future sales. I printed up enough to give to all the masters mm-hmm. and to the family for free that year, and then donated the rest of it to the foundation. And so very, very happy to see that they're still printing it and able to sell it. The second version, I believe, was put out or put together by Miss Lisa Lee. I didn't have anything to do with that one, but the original one, that was something that came from my heart for the organization and the family.
Well, I think it is an amazing booklet. It's really great to read through, especially as a guy who, you know, I got to take some classes from Eternal Grandmaster, but I didn't get the kind of one-on-one or any of those experiences. And so most of my understanding of the man comes from stories that I've heard from my instructor, from my instructor's instructor, from other seniors in the organization. And to be able to see, to read even more of those stories, to really understand the man, I think is a great blessing. Thank you very much for taking the time to do that. We're actually, during Founders Month, we're giving away a copy.
Awesome.
If people go out to atama.ninja/contest, they can register there to try to win a copy. We'll send out to them. So it's an awesome booklet. I know you have a ton of stories about Eternal Grandmaster. Do you have one or two, a couple that you'd like to share with us today for Founders Month?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The first one is a personal lesson that the man taught me. When I owned a school in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, just a couple of years after I moved there and took the school over in that, I was afforded the opportunity to host my very first tournament. I had never done that before, and so, you know, it was always a challenge to try to put one of those together. But I also added the yoke of inviting him as a guest. So the increased pressure of putting on your first tournament and having Eternal Grandmaster as your special guest made it quite the ordeal for me.
Yes, sir.
So the day comes that he flies into Milwaukee. I rented a limo, picked him up from the airport, rode with him to the hotel, and got him checked in. And after we get done checking him in, I expect to say, okay, sir, go rest and that, and let me know what you need, when you need it, and we'll get you taken care of, sir. And he said, Mr. Cole, go come up to my room with me. And I was like, oh, okay. This hasn't happened before for me. So yes, sir. So I follow him up to his room, and he has me sit down, and he's unpacking, and we chit-chat just a little bit, and he says, so how you doing, sir? And I said, honestly? He goes, of course. I said, I'm nervous. And he goes, nervous? Why? He says, you have everything prepared? I said, yes, sir, I believe I do. He said, well, then there's nothing to be nervous about. You're ready for everything. I said, well, yes, sir. And he goes, he adds to it, and he goes, but let me tell you this. Nervous is good. I go, sir. He said, nervous means you care. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that hit me from then on. And, of course, we as instructors and school owners and whatever, tournament judges, just about any aspect that we do, always run across the students who are nervous. And you're oftentimes wondering what to say or how to help them. And if I have the time, I'll tell the student that story and say, it's good that you're nervous. That means you care.
Yes, sir.
And that helps.
Yes, sir. Well, it's very interesting to hear that story, because that phrase is something that Chief Master Sandoval has often said to me and to other people in our region and stuff. And my instructor, then Senior Master Foster, has said, I'm sure it came right from the man himself. They learned that lesson from him as well, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. I'm sure he shared that with lots of others, and it's a valuable lesson, something to keep in mind. And again, like other things, it's not so much that you shouldn't be nervous or shouldn't feel nervous, but the nervous indicates that you have something at stake that you want to do well at, and that you have a stake in it, which then means you should prepare as best as you can, so that it will turn out successful.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And that you should be, I mean, being nervous is, you should be proud a little bit that you care about, you know, something enough to be nervous about it.
Absolutely.
What a good lesson.
And the second story is more of a kind of a funny one. Ooh. That caught me off guard a little bit. And that was pretty much the first year that we had Fall Nationals at the Disney Sports Complex in Orlando, Florida. It was an event that I was putting together. And in preparation for that, I was dealing with the event manager for the facility and planning the floor layout of the rings.
Sir.
Now, I'm used to using the word rings. We're going to have, you know, this many rings, so on. And in the planning, I believe I said, well, we need these to be, I think at the time, due to the space, they were going to be 16-foot rings, 16 square foot.
Sir.
Or 16 square. And so we're talking about it, get it all planned, the layouts all approved and everything. And we walk into the facility to check it over, and believe it or not, they actually taped down. This was before mats was a major deal.
Yes, sir.
That they actually had taped down round rings. They had rented a special machine that would lay the tape in a circle. So we walk in, and I'm looking at that main floor, and I see all these round rings, which, of course, for forms is not an issue.
Yes, sir.
But sparring, now imagine you're in the process of sparring. Now your boundary is a little bit different than what you're used to.
That's a much different experience. Yes, sir. It might be fun, but.
So, of course, I had to confront my boss with this. And he's always been very, very, very on top of wanting the facility and the layout and everything to be as perfect as possible for the competitors, because understanding how much time, effort, and money goes into a competitor and or family to come to this event, it needs to be worth their while.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, I see this and I gasp out loud and immediately go to my head, well, it's been nice working at headquarters. I contact Grandmaster and say, sir, we've got a problem. And he goes, what? I said, well, it might be better if you actually see this. So he comes, and I believe we were up on the balcony where we used to have the WMA booth and that, and look over the rail, and he looks, and I'm waiting, and a big smile comes on his face. Oh. And I'm like, what? He's smiling, he starts to chuckle, and he goes, Mickey Mouse ears. And that's all it was. There was no, the hammer didn't fall on me or anything. Of course I explained what happened and he understood, and what were we going to do? So as perfect as he wants everything to be, there still are going to be times when things don't turn out the way that you expect them to or want them to. And the attitude that you take and how you deal with that is going to determine what's going to happen with it. Mm-hmm. So, I got talked to after the event once we got home, but nothing as severe as I was, what I was fearing. But again, the lesson there was, it's not always going to be what you expect. We need to deal with it. We'll handle it. We'll explain it and move forward.
Yes, sir. Now, I have not heard from many people that they competed in circular rings. I'm assuming at some point that they ended up getting changed to square.
No.
No, they were round the whole time?
Nope. Yep. There was no way. I mean, we had things going on. There was no time.
How has no one told me the time they scored in a round ring? Oh, my word.
They're probably trying to forget it as much as possible.
Okay, ATA Nation, out there, if you guys competed at that Nationals in those round rings, send me a message. I want to hear about it.
Absolutely. That's absolutely.
Hilarious. Oh, man. Well, so. I'm glad you retained your position at headquarters after that. Again, it shows Eternal Grandmaster's character, and obviously as a boss, you've got to make sure things are right. But like in that situation, what are you going to do? You can yell and scream and be mad and whatnot, but it's done, and you got to move on from there. So what another great lesson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The man was full of them.
Yes, sir. Well, and that, you have mentioned, I've seen you mention before online, and we've talked a little bit about the need for a creation of some kind of educational course, some kind of a curriculum for learning about Eternal Grandmaster. I think that's definitely something that needs to be worked on in the future, sooner than later, obviously, because these stories, are going to be lost to time if we don't continue sharing them and educating ATA Nation about the great man who started this organization.
Absolutely. And I believe that there should be something that comes from ATA International Headquarters on that. But it is going to be a big, big project to put something like that together. So what I would like to do through this podcast is encourage all of the regional seniors in some way, shape, or form to get together with their school owners in their region or whatever and try to come up with at least something to put out there for at least put it in the process of becoming a certified instructor. Obviously I would like to see some sort of curriculum taught at all levels about Eternal Grandmaster, but that's a pretty big deal. Time's limited, so on and everything, but at least in the certification process, those seniors of the regions, they're the ones that do have the stories and everything and the lessons that they've learned, and to put something together so at least the individual school owners in their schools can factor it in. If nowhere else, then during the certification process. And of course, each of the presiding grandmasters should mm-hmm. be touched on.
Yes, sir.
Grandmaster Soon Ho Lee, Grandmaster In Ho Lee, Grandmaster G.K. Lee. That it's mentioned in the Sangam scrolls that those names need to be mentioned and yes, remembered, sir. And at least little bits of information and lessons that they taught should be. I mean, we've got the statements, tomorrow not possible, or today not possible, tomorrow possible. There's always more to learn. That's a snippet,
yes,
but
sir.
There's so much more. And I challenge or encourage the seniors of each region to think through that process a little bit, talk about it with the school owners and their regions. It's not a forced deal. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it by any means. But I would really love to see somebody take that, that bull by the horns. Well, and start that work.
Yes, sir. And I think it's a smart idea. You know, ATA International's got, you know, they got a lot of stuff going on. They got a lot of things to do. If it starts at the grassroots level, and even people are working on putting information together, it could become much easier for ATA headquarters to go, okay, there's, you know, these, you know, people out here who are already doing some of this. And can we pull it together and then make it a little easier for headquarters to be able to put something out more, more official? You know, it just getting that information, like you said, from the seniors, pushing it down to those school owners. And you know, there's so many school owners these days who've never met Eternal Game Master, weren't in Taekwondo. Half of them weren't born. You know, there's a bunch that weren't born.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're getting masters now.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, it's been 21 years since he passed away. So you're right in the range now of someone having started right after he passed away and now making it up to or close to, you know, maybe in their fifth degrees or something.
Yes, sir.
Having never met the man. And
that's going to continue to happen. But we want to, you know, continue to share that legacy. It is what made the ATA what it is. It is that Eternal Grandmaster and his character, who he was, is woven within the culture of the ATA, and we want to make sure that continues.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So great. I really appreciate your time as always, sir. Love hearing stories of Eternal Grandmaster. I'm going to go back and pull out my He Changed Our Lives book and give it another read through. And thank you again. We look forward to seeing you in a couple of a couple of days down in Little Rock.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. And please, if you get the opportunity to come by and say hi, we can talk about the Songam outreach team if you want. Any school owner, any licensee, any certified instructor, happy to talk with anybody about anything that's going on. And looking forward to seeing all the students.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, Master Hayden.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
We all know what's going on in ATA Nation. This coming week, a week from today, will be the first of the master's ceremonies that will be taking place at ATA Fall Nationals in Little Rock, Arkansas. Both the 2020 master's class and the 2021 master's class will have ceremonies. And they will be broadcast live on Facebook. So you want to make sure you check those out. They're Facebook events on ATA International's Facebook page. I did set up a short link where you can go to atama.ninja/ceremony to check those out. And we would love for you, if you're not going to be there, to definitely check those out. The ceremony is amazing history. It shows the parts of what's really important about being a master. It's just such an incredible ceremony. And honestly, it's one of my absolute favorite parts of the kind of world national event kind of things. I remember going to my first world championships and we got delayed in the airport and we were going to miss the master ceremony. And I was so mad because that was the thing that I really wanted to see. And every year after that I've gone, I have always gone and watched the master ceremony and now have been lucky enough to be able to sit in the Gaten Garden and be part of the master ceremony and watch close up at the master ceremony. It is a really cool thing. So make sure you check that out. You can, if you're listening to this before the actual ceremonies, you'll be able to go to the Facebook page of ATA International, or you can use the short link atama.ninja/ceremony. That's going to wrap it up for our show today. We are loving Founders Month, hearing all these great stories of Eternal Grandmaster. If you have a story, make sure you reach out to us. You can join our insiders. Just text me if you have a story, 260-250-3975. We would love to hear that story of Eternal Grandmaster. Okay, ATA Nation, until we talk again, make sure you are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Oh, ATA Nation, I am getting ready for my fast. I have weaned myself off of caffeine, which is usually the biggest issue. Thursday, we start down to two meals only on Thursday this week. Friday, a meal and a half. Saturday, one meal. And then we're down to no meals Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So fun times. It's especially fun driving to Little Rock with other people who get to eat and you don't get to eat. But it's all part of the journey, and I'm excited to do it. We'll see you guys at Worlds. Or Nationals. Dang it. Don't tell. I messed it up again. Bye.